Well, as DJ Khaled said, another one. We've got more breaking news here. I'm Richard Lewis. Joining me in the background, as he usually does, is Sam. That's the creepy guy who laughs occasionally while I'm talking, or does that for some reason. Anyway, late night, it's about 11 p.m. here, Atlanta time. News circulating about a letter that was issued by Valve to these websites, these gambling websites. I was given my copy by Liquid Lindsay. That's at Liquid Lindsay. She contacted me to make me aware of this and gave me a wonderful PDF copy, virtually laminated. And I had a look at it, and contained within the letter, you can see that they have actually reached out to several gambling sites. And it says, "Dear Sirs," it's on Valve-headed paper, of course. "Dear Sirs, RE violations of Steam subscriber agreement. We are aware that you are operating one of the gambling sites listed below. You are using Steam accounts to conduct this business. Your use of Steam is subject to the terms of the Steam subscriber agreement, or the SSA. It then links to the subscriber agreement and says, under the SSA, Steam and Steam services are licensed for personal, non-commercial use only. Your commercial use of Steam accounts is unlicensed and in violation of the SSA. You should immediately cease and desist further use of your Steam accounts for any commercial purpose. If you fail to do this within 10 days, Valve will pursue all available remedies, including without limitation, terminating your accounts. Signed, Carl Quackenbush, General Counsel, Valve Corporation." Now, when I first saw this letter, and people who follow me on Twitter, people will know I'm a skeptical guy. That's what makes me laugh when people say, "Hey, Richard, why do you take these Skype logs as legitimate?" When I'm presented with evidence, I actually approach it as a skeptic and a cynic. I do not necessarily believe what I'm seeing is factual. And I honestly believed this was a forgery. I definitely did, and there was a few reasons for that, Sam. First of all, as has been pointed out, typically when you use a blue signature, they're easier to kind of Photoshop. On top of that, it says you have 10 days, but it doesn't have a date on the letter. There's not a date anywhere. And then I also had some kind of concerns about just listing all of the sites in one letter. It seems that what would be appropriate would be you would send the letter individually and you would address it and title it to people. So my theory when I first saw the letter was perhaps a bunch of these gambling sites had got together and maybe thought, "Hey, we're going to shut down. So what we'll do is we'll make it look like Valve have shut us down and we get to disappear into the night with your money." And that's that. So I did do some double checking. Carl Quackenbush is indeed a lawyer that is registered with Valve Corporation. He is in the Seattle area. We found him online. And then I was able to contact Valve and ask for confirmation. They said this is legit. This is a real legal letter that's been issued by Valve. And it really does spell doom for the businesses that are listed. Now, this is where it gets interesting. There are some notable absentees on this list. First, I will read you the list. Most notably at the top, CSGO Lounge. We'll talk about that in a second. Then you've got CSGO Strong, CSGO Double, CSGO 500, CSGO Cosmos, CSGO Casino. It turns out, Sam, that if you wanted to make a gambling site, by the way, you just took the letters CSGO and then just put any old shit at the end. CSGO Ostrich. CSGO Dickburn. Just doesn't matter. CSGO
Pocket Lint.
Oh, good. Good one. Like that. CSGO 2X. That's a real one, by the way. CSGO House. CS Goatsy.
Nah. Isn't that the. Nah. It can't be.
That's what it says, dog. It's down there. CS Goatsy.
Fuck. That's the best link of all.
I don't know how that works. Like, are you playing roulette inside a man stretching his ass?
Yeah, that's the roulette wheel.
Is that what it is? Like, yeah, it just spins in there. Fucking hell. I don't even want to win this, mate. Look at the gape on him.
If that isn't what it was,
he's got a gape. Like, I'll tell you what, right? CS Goatsy, if you're going to close down, please give us that URL. please. We'll put it to good use. So your CS Goatsy, CSGO Diamonds, we'll remember them from the Mo issue, of course. Society Login, Dota 2 Lounge, CSGO Crash, CSGO Lotto. Obviously, we've heard quite a lot about them recently. CSGO Big, CSGO Fast, CSGO Sweep, CSGO Massive.
They were big. We are massive. We were
huge. CSGO Giant.
CSGO Large.
CSGO Battle. Skins2.com. CSGO Pot. CSGO Wild.com. And BetsGG. Quick, just to address the sizable elephant in the room. Yes, CSGO Lounge has been put on the list. And I got to say, I was kind of, you know, not hoping, but, you know, it is going to have, that's going to have the biggest impact out of all of this, I think, on the CS scene. You know, people have been using CSGO Lounge for a while. You know, I've seen tweets where CSGO Lounge have said, you know, the CSGO dev guys have helped us out. And now we've come to this. And I think that's a real shame, because although CSGO Lounge has been a conduit for match fixing and some other bad things in the scene, I don't think anybody really can come out and say they've done anything corrupt themselves or, you know, scandalized anything. You know, this was a site that was instrumental in driving viewership and, you know, helping people have that extra bit of excitement during a match.
There's also a big leader in bringing in mainstream eyes, because once you start telling people they're betting and there's so much money in the scene, that really, you know, makes a businessman eyes light up.
Yeah,
so losing that is a big deal.
And, you know, it seems to me quite a shame that they've been lumped in with this. I don't know if they're going to be able to get out from under this. It seems very rigid and inflexible what Valve are saying. I guess in 10 days, we're going to see the closure of CSGO Lounge. So I'm hoping to get in touch with the guys from CSGO Lounge. You know them quite well. Obviously, we've worked together before when it comes to match fixing. We've always shared information. Hopefully, we can get some clarification from them in the next few days on a video. Now, I'm not surprised to see CSGO Lotto in there. I mean, you know, they kind of lit the torch paper on this one. Same with CSGO Diamonds, kind of forgotten about in all of the noise ultimately, but they were abusing the provably fair system as well, according to the Skype logs that were released by Mo. But I'm very intrigued by the CSGO Wild one. Very intrigued about that, Sam, because didn't they say that they were a legitimate business?
I guess so.
Well, I mean, look, right? So on July the 14th, on their Steam page, they said, as many of you have heard, Valve announced that it will begin shutting down trading bots that are used with skin gambling websites. Wild has not been contacted by Valve. Being a leader in the community, we work day and night to provide a fun, safe place for users to win skins over the past year. We're thankful to everyone that's participated. Wild will stay online for users to withdraw their existing balances. If you see withdrawals disabled for 5 to 10 minutes, that means we're restocking the store with skins from our reserves. And they even say they're willing to buy extra skins to help people get their skins out, should that be required, and that they've been working on a secret project. And I think it was another statement they did where they, it might be on their Twitter, where they talked about how, you know, they've certainly not violated anything in terms of how they understand it. So, yeah, I think this is a very interesting situation. Obviously, we've had all of this phase stuff going on as well. CSGO Wild put out a statement that we were going to do a video on, but honestly, we were just getting hit by everything else. We're going to revisit that. But they've been very keen to express how legitimate and above board everything is. Now CSGO Wild has been lumped in with the rest of them. They're going to have to cease operations. Now, actually, I've got a little bit of an issue in the sense that I wonder if that's going to hinder people investigating them and potentially finding out if they've done anything wrong. And I certainly hope that isn't the case, because You know, we need to look at that. If they close down, go offline, and just disappear, all we're going to be left with is wild speculation and conjecture. It's going to be very hard to get paperwork. It's going to be very hard to catch anyone out in a lie. And that's the one site that I'm still highly dubious about, honestly.
I don't think there's any way they can get rid of the paper trail now, Matt. I think it's only a matter of time.
Obviously, of course, we need to go all the fucking way to Antigua to find out. So, wild times. Now, there's some big sites not on this list, or some other sites at least.
CSGO Jackpot.
CSGO Jackpot, the one we've been looking at potentially as being owned by Vulcan, or was at some point owned by Vulcan. Vulcan, of course, denying it. We're going to do a video on that. But I'm looking here, Sam.
Where? Shuffle.
As CSGO Shuffle.
It's all legit, man.
Where's CSGO Shuffle? I mean, unless, like, they were just really like, yeah, that's a house of cards. We really don't even need to wait. Like, the secretary doesn't even need to type this up. Like, they're donezo. I don't know. I mean, but it's...
The site is also offline at the moment, so maybe that's took care of itself.
When must this have gone out? This is a... You know, when was this issued? Again, no date on it, so...
Yeah, that is a problem.
So we don't know. But yeah, it turns out... no CSGO Shuffle. So maybe it was a recent letter. I mean, it's been tweeted. It's already going everywhere like wildfire. Cyborg Matt's all over it. Usually very good contact. And I guess, again, it sets that precedent now that if you are using this, there is absolutely no way you can continue to operate under the Steam service agreement. Sorry, Steam subscriber agreement, the SSA. There's no way. And if you try to... All people have to do is report you to Steam, and Valve are just going to shut you down immediately. That's that. You are done. So, just ridiculous breaking news here. A lot of people were saying the big companies were going to try and stay out of this one. We've had Twitch come down with the banhammer for Phantom Lord, and Valve come down with the banhammer for all of those sites in the same day. It's incredible. Incredible scenes. So I doubt very much we'll be able to get any official word from Valve on this in terms of interacting with anybody from the media. I can tell you it's been confirmed by them as legit. That is the word they used. And beyond that, we're going to try and reach out to some of these bigger companies affected, in particular CSGO Lounge, to try and get some reaction from them as this story continues to develop. Anyway, thanks very much for continuing to support the channel. I'm really sorry to be bombarding you with videos, but this story just will not go away. It will not stop. I was ready to go to bed, wasn't I, Sam?
Yeah.
But
and then the Quattro needed to be fired up.
I wrote that Quattro. So thanks a lot for watching. We'll bring you more news as and when we have it. So see you on the next video.
Bye.